These are called Gotika sessions. I left my iPhone 13. Oh, the shame. I left my iPhone 13, you know, the dinosaur. I left that at home, so I don't have a timer. So I'm just going to wing it, something like 20 minutes or so. But let's walk the walk right now. Let's see if loving kindness is something that can be cultivated. Or is it just something built in, like, you know, like your height or your genes, skin color? Let's see. Please find a comfortable position. We so often live in our heads. It's a very cramped, claustrophobic space. Let your awareness descend. Come out of your head, down, down to the ground, this great earth, and your contact with it. And just feel these tactile sensations of your contact with Mother Earth, these sensations of the earth element, solidity. Then let your awareness fill the space of your body, this whole tactile field of sensations. Be mindfully present throughout this entire space. Experience the sensations of the breath throughout the whole body. And when the breath flows in, arouse, freshen up, arouse your attention. Be vividly, poignantly present in the present moment. Nowhere to go. The future doesn't exist yet. The past is already gone. We just have this present moment. Experience it nakedly. What is reality dishing up to you right now? With each in-breath, arouse, freshen up, illuminate your awareness, vividly present. With each out-breath, relax deeply in body and mind. Whatever thoughts arise, release them. With a sigh of relief, release all the thoughts about the past, present, and future. And relax in the body, releasing tension. And as you're vividly aware of your presentness, your beingness in this present moment, experience in the field of the body everything in motion, the whole body fizzing with motion, your mind in motion, thoughts, images, memories. But within the motion of the surrounding environment, your body and your mind, can you sense something that is still? Unmoved by all the movements. Like a lighthouse on a rocky knoll out in the midst of a stormy sea. Everything around, the wind, the water, everything in motion, but the lighthouse does not move. You sense anything that is still and luminous. We call that awareness, not your mind. We call it awareness, simple, luminous, cognizant. consciousness. Can you see it? Can you experience it? Can you isolate it from all the movements? In this simple awareness of being aware, transcending the limitations of your body, your mind, your personality, your personal history. Simple, unadorned, luminous, cognizant awareness. You've taken one big step to knowing who you are. And rest there. And you may ask of yourself, internally, quietly, what do you seek? What is your heart's desire? What do you yearn for in this lifetime and all possible future lifetimes? What would make you truly happy, fulfilled, content? Envision your own genuine well-being. What is the happiness that you seek from your innermost depths? Set out or set in on this vision quest, the vision of your own flourishing. And see what comes to mind. What would make you truly happy? Through thick and thin, through all the vicissitudes of aging, sickness, and death, what would make you truly happy? And then embrace yourself in a cloak of loving kindness for yourself. Allow the aspiration to arise. May I realize my innermost aspirations, my most exalted motivations, my ideal. May I find the happiness that I seek. I am deserving. And wish for it. This is what the Buddha taught. If you want to develop loving kindness, begin with yourself. If you can't be loving towards yourself, how can you possibly be loving towards anyone else? Because in a way, they are all reflections of the multiple facets of yourself. And rather than bringing this to mind as some lofty and distant goal, which you may never realize, now use this creative power of your own imagination and imagine here and now your closest facsimile. What would it be like? Imagine here and now fulfilling your innermost desire. Imagine it. And then holding that vision in the first of a fourfold vision quest, imagine now, first facing the reality, there's no possible way you can realize such well-being all on your own with no help from anyone. Impossible. So in the same spirit of self-directed loving kindness, bring to mind, if you will, what would you love to receive from others, those who are near and far? In the short term and the long term, what would you love to receive from others to enable you to fulfill your own heart's desire? And imagine it. And imagine receiving it. Imagine reality rising up to meet you. Blessings flowing in upon you by way of fellow sentient beings. By the way of just the way reality unfolds, imagine reality rising up to meet you as you bring forth your most authentic, reality-based aspiration. Imagine that occurring right now. In Buddhism, we say this is receiving the blessings of all the Buddhas, receiving the blessings of your guru. Imagine that flow of blessing is constant, flowing in upon you from all sides. And imagine flourishing under the loving care of others. We face a third reality as we bring forth a third quest, and that is this type of well-being can never ever be realized without profound and meaningful transformation taking place from within. It can't just be with a lot of help from our friends. So we set out on a third vision. What kind of a person would you love to become? Imbued with what wonderful qualities, free of what harmful qualities. What kind of a person would you love to be in order to fulfill your innermost desire? Imagine it. And if you can imagine it, it could be true. If you desire it, it will be true. Imagine it is true here and now. Move boldly into this field of possibility and imagine them being actual right now. As we turn to the fourth quest, we begin again with facing a reality. We've heard it so many times from so many sources. No man, no woman is an island. None of us have ever existed independently. We do not now, and we never will. Our very existence, our very identity, is intertwined with everyone around us. It's a reality, it's a truth. And fully being aware of this interrelatedness with between ourselves and everyone around us, those who are near and those who are far, short term and long term, we raise a fourth question, the final one. In order to bring the greatest meaning, the greatest joy, satisfaction to your own life, what would you love to offer to the world around you? To alleviate the suffering and pain of others, to bring others joy. What would you love to offer to the world? In order to bring the greatest possible meaning to your own life, your well-being, others' well-being, utterly intertwined. Envision it. What uniquely could you bring to the world? In your unique spot in this universe. What would you love to offer to the world? And if you like symbolism, imagine your own inner purity. We call it the Buddha nature, pristine awareness. Imagine this as an orb of light at your heart. This indestructible orb of sheer primordial purity, the fountainhead of all virtues. And as you breathe out, imagine from this fathomless, inexhaustible source of light at your heart, with every out-breath, imagine rays of light extending in all directions above and below to all the quarters around about. And imagine this light taking on the form of whatever can be of service to others to alleviate their suffering, their pain, their fear, their hunger, their thirst, and to bring each one joy, happiness, fulfillment. With every out-breath, let this light right upon the aspiration, may every single one without exception. First in my own proximity, in this neighborhood, may each one be well and happy, may each one find happiness and its causes. May I assist them. And imagine this light forming a field of light, a sphere of light, with every out-breath flowing outwards, filling everyone in this room. May everyone here find the happiness they seek from their innermost depths. Find happiness and its causes. And imagine this light from your heart enveloping them, nurturing, sustaining, bringing each one along their own path. And as you continue to breathe out, expand this field, this whole area, this field, this area of Crestone, for those of us here in Colorado, and envelop everyone here, human and non-human. May each one find happiness and its causes. Imagine the light enveloping, embracing, sustaining them. And expand outwards to the north, east, south, and west. An ever-growing field or sphere of light, the light of loving kindness. Everyone in this valley, and out over the mountains, above and below. May each one be well and happy. And imagine them experiencing it, the happiness they've been seeking. It continues expanding with every out-breath, out over this region, out over this state. No borders out there. They're all imaginary. Out over the southwest, a field of light, of kindness, of goodness, of happiness and virtue, of harmony. Out over the continent, out over the sea. May each one find happiness and its causes. To the north and the south, enveloping South America and everyone who dwells within. Out over the Atlantic, out over the Pacific. Creatures under the water, above the water, upon the water. And then let this fear encompass the whole earth, this precious home of ours. May we all find happiness and the causes of happiness. This is our home. These are our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. May we all be well, living in harmony. Now, finally, like a supernova, imagine this sphere of light then suddenly expanding in all directions throughout the full extent of space, permeating 2 trillion galaxies and all the beings who dwell within them, all of space. The aspiration, may everyone without exception find happiness and the causes of happiness. May it be so. Imagine it being so. And then finally, imagine this vast field of light extending throughout all of space now, in an instant, all converging back into the sphere at your heart. The whole world vanishes, and there's only this light at your heart. And that light dissolves into open space and rests there just for a moment. A direct path to knowing who you are. And let's bring this session to a close.